Ever wondered why some people effortlessly attract opportunities while others struggle despite equal talent? The secret lies not in superficial networking tactics, but in becoming someone people naturally want to connect with. Networking isn't about collecting business cards or manipulating others. It's about authentic relationship building that creates mutual value. When done right, strategic connection building can help secure investors, launch careers, and create opportunities that seemed impossible before. The journey begins with understanding that true networking power comes from being both likable, high warmth, and respected, high power. This combination creates magnetic attraction that opens doors previously thought locked. But how do you achieve this balance without feeling fake or manipulative? It starts with becoming a high-quality individual, someone with emotional intelligence, purpose, self-care habits, and understanding of social dynamics. Depression once made networking seem impossible to me. I believed wealth would make people care about me, setting financial goals that provided temporary purpose despite my loneliness. Through painful experiences, I realized my lack of money wasn't the problem. It was a symptom of deeper issues. This revelation expanded my research from finance into relationship building and persuasion. By developing ethical communication skills and a more wholesome personality, I created opportunities without requiring wealth. The breakthrough came when I understood that perceptions create reality. Embody the traits of a high-value individual, and you'll be perceived as one. What makes someone high value in networking? A combination of emotional intelligence, purpose-driven actions, self-care practices, healthy self-esteem, and understanding of social dynamics. When you embody these qualities, people naturally want to connect with you. Remember, build relationships before you need them. Waiting until you're desperate makes authentic connection nearly impossible. Have you ever noticed how some people command attention the moment they enter a room? This stems from power dynamics. Relationships form along two dimensions: warmth, friend or foe, and power, competence, value. Effective networking requires excelling in both. Becoming high warmth is straightforward. Genuinely like people and show interest in them. The challenge is becoming high power, which means developing value through knowledge, skills, resources, or connections. Many believe they need money before networking effectively, creating a catch-22. The solution? Develop traits that signal high value: emotional intelligence, purposeful living, self-care habits, healthy self-esteem, and understanding of social dynamics. When you embody these qualities, people perceive you as someone worth knowing, making them receptive to your ideas. This approach works regardless of background or circumstances. The key is balancing authentic warmth with genuine value, not pretending, but becoming someone worth connecting with. Before mastering networking techniques, you must adopt enabling mindsets. Your beliefs determine your behaviors, with two fundamental frames: competitive, zero-sum, and collaborative, win-win. While competitive networking might work short-term, it ultimately labels you as a taker and limits success. For lasting impact, adopt a collaborative approach that expands opportunities for everyone. Your motivation for networking, whether survival, status, freedom, or purpose, shapes your approach, with collaborative methods yielding better results beyond mere survival goals. Confidence signals value. Developing both confidence, trust in specific abilities, and self-esteem, how you value yourself, helps project natural authority. Build genuine self-esteem through an anti-fragile ego that strengthens through challenges. Adopt identities like eternal learner rather than tying worth to specific achievements. To stay motivated during challenges, identify your specific motivators: advancement, individual goals, mastery, or purpose. Create visual reminders to maintain momentum when facing rejection. How do you build lasting relationships beyond initial impressions? While charm works temporarily, enduring connections require deeper principles of human effectiveness. The circle of influence rule encourages intentional management of your social circle. Screen connections using your goals as criteria, focusing on three components: support, family and friends, peers, colleagues in your mastermind network, and mentors, successful people who accelerate learning. As your vision grows, prioritize quality over quantity. The immersion versus maintenance rule recognizes you can't fully engage in both networking and income-generating work simultaneously. Choose which to immerse in and which to maintain. If career-focused, keep your network on maintenance through periodic contact. If networking becomes primary, put other work on maintenance. WIFT, what's in it for them, is perhaps most crucial. Social relations are exchanges of value. Give others what they want to get what you want. The most popular people offer the most value, and strong relationships require balanced give and take. When reaching out, focus on others' interests rather than making self-centered requests. Integrity forms the foundation of trust essential for growth. While faking it works temporarily, authenticity ultimately prevails. High-quality networkers develop genuine traits rather than artificially inflating their value. You can ethically enhance your perceived value by improving first impression qualities like style, fitness, body language, posture, and grooming. With the right mindset established, connect with influential people by selecting an appropriate dominance style that signals value without appearing threatening. The charmer style, combining warmth with competence, works best in most situations. Before networking events, research potential connections and identify commonalities. When meeting someone new, establish personal rather than professional connections to avoid seeming transactional. Find common ground through genuine conversation, leveraging people's natural affinity for those similar to themselves. Ask authentic questions about their passions and listen attentively to build trust and uncover opportunities to provide value. At events, approach people who appear new to networking or struggling to connect. After building rapport, become their promoter by introducing them to others while highlighting their strengths. This positions you as collaborative rather than competitive. After exchanging contact information, focus on providing genuine value without expectation. With executives, consider creative approaches, perhaps helping someone in their inner circle, supporting causes they care about, or demonstrating value indirectly. Maintain detailed notes about your connections' interests, preferences, and communication styles. Progress gradually from small touchpoints, quick emails, to medium touchpoints, brief calls, before requesting face-to-face meetings, always focusing on personal connection and offering assistance. Building meaningful connections requires time and effort. Networking contains work because it demands developing yourself. Without communication skills, empathy, and soft skills, lasting success remains elusive. The most powerful networking strategy is becoming someone worth knowing. This means developing both hard skills, technical expertise, and soft skills, emotional intelligence, which account for approximately 75% of workplace success. Finding purpose is crucial. What value do you bring, and how can your perspective help others? Transform negative experiences into growth opportunities. Success extends beyond finances to achieving the good life through health, wealth, meaningful relationships, and happiness. Dreams become goals when given deadlines, focusing our actions toward self-improvement. More important than dreams is having the power to achieve them, power derived from both technical competence and relationship skills. Even without initial self-belief, success is possible with someone who believes in you and by trusting the process. The journey of strategic connection never ends. By consistently becoming high quality, understanding power dynamics, adopting collaborative mindsets, following ethical principles, and implementing practical strategies, you'll create a network that advances your career and enriches your life.